Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes. Call 1300 669 569 or visit flyingdoctor.org.au. Help keep the Flying Doctor flying.
It's important to fully vaccinate on time, even if you miss one vaccine or if you're just a few weeks late. This puts your child and those around them at risk. Vaccinate on time. Get the facts at immunisationfacts.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
This report is brought to you by, well, it could be you. Contact the office of 89.7FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 89.7FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Laura Devoy. The Northern Territory Government will purchase fracked gas from the Beetaloo Basin as part of a 9-year deal with an American gas company. Amy O'Halloran reports.
The deal between the NT Government and Tamboran Resources will provide gas to Territory power generators for 9 years, with an option to extend for another 6.5 years. The government says it will provide the NT with 40 terajoules of gas per day starting in 2026. Traditional owners, environmental groups and climate scientists have repeatedly warned against fracking in the Beetaloo Basin. But Chief Minister Eva Lawler says it will create thousands of work opportunities and boost the economy by $17 billion. She says the purchase of gas from the Beetaloo Basin will secure power for years to come.
And Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the NT government is ignoring the wishes of the local community and traditional owners.
I was in the Northern Territory last week. I talked to residents and community members in Darwin about their very serious concerns about the gas expansion and this big gas crusade by the NT government. Community members are upset, they're distressed, they're worried, and they're feeling ignored.
Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie has joined calls for stronger regulation of big social media platforms. It comes after the eSafety Commissioner called for footage of the recent church stabbing in Sydney's West to be removed from the public domain. Ex-owner Elon Musk has labelled the efforts censorship. Senator Lambie says Mr. Musk's attitudes and actions cannot avoid scrutiny.
And what he's doing to kids out there and what he's doing to adults and the crap he puts over that ex, it has gone far enough. If that bloke had half a social conscience or even 10% of one, that stuff would be pulled down. He hasn't pulled that down. And not only is he a social media knob, he's also a social media liar. I'm sick of it. I hate bullies. Billionaire bullies. I can't stand them.
A New South Wales Central West mayor says she's considering what can be done to prevent domestic violence in her community following the murder of a young mother. 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst's body was found in her Forbes home earlier this week. Her ex-boyfriend Daniel Billings is charged with domestic violence-related murder. Court documents show the 29-year-old was on bail at the time of the killing, having allegedly raped, stalked and intimidated Ms. Ticehurst in the months before her death. Forbes mayor Phyllis Miller told the ABC she's considering what she can do to address domestic violence in her community.
We are very mindful of domestic violence in this community and will continue to be. I just need to think about what I can do in order to make some changes to the system so that Molly hasn't died in vain.
And if you need help, you can call the Domestic Violence Hotline 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Turning to sport, Matilda Alex-Chidiac and New Zealand's Hannah Wilkinson are the first A-League women's players named to take on Arsenal next month. Chidiac and Wilkinson will represent the A-League All-Stars in the match in Melbourne. The game is part of a doubleheader with Arsenal men and a select team from the A-League men's, which will feature Nestori Irinkunda and Daniel Penn. Centre. In finance, the Australian share market has gained 0.35% today, closing at 7,676, and the Australian dollar is buying 64.5 US cents.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
This is The Drive.
Listen to Gary on Tuesdays from 3pm to 6pm.
Keeping you informed of the latest traffic conditions.
The fastest local weather, traffic and fuel reports on your 89.7.
Left. What am I now? where I write too many songs about you. And the coffee's out at the Beachwood Cafe. And it kills me, cause I know we've run out of things we can say. What am I?
Natalie Gilbert and Falling here on 897 FM. And if you're wondering why there was a slightly extended silence before that song, well, it's because I did a beautiful piece of radio, perhaps the best radio I've ever done, and I forgot to press the button marked prog, which basically means this microphone goes to air. And I was lamenting the fact that Riot Van is probably a song I wish I would never hear again. Tuesday Drive, normal kind of operations for the first hour, playing tunes picked by our scheduling team, picked by other people in the studio. Modern jumping around tunes, stuff that's even been released this year, can you believe it? And over the next couple of hours, the last couple of hours, just our normal way of kind of relaxing you into what is Tuesday, this kind of nondescript day between weekend and hump day. You're very welcome to get in touch, as always, on 0418 897 897, broadcasting live from Building 18 at ECU in Joondalup.
You're listening to 897 FM.
reminder to slow down to 40 kilometres per hour around school zones from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Hit that one special place in your heart. You're listening to The G-Spot with Gary on 897.com.au.
Along WA's Sunset Coast, Yanchep's 897 FM.
Okay, team. Our new airport check-in system isn't delivering what we need. People are frustrated with waiting times and the lack of scheduling information. We need to design a better experience. Any ideas?
Every single day, design graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Station sponsor, the City of Joondalup, has four libraries, including a specialised reference and local history collection located at Joondalup Library, and a mobile books on wheels delivery service offering choices for all ages and lifestyles. The libraries also offer free internet, word processing, Wi-Fi access and self-service loans. Best of all, membership is free. Visit joondalup.wa.gov.au for more information.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
From the new stuff to the classics, 89.7 FM.
Hey, this is Dan Slyker. My song Whiskey in the Winter is for anyone out there who needs a light at the end of their tunnel. Be strong.
It was whiskey in the winter and tequila in the summer for me. The first kept me warm and the other kept me where I'd wanna be. We're always living for one moment, never take advice from no one, till we met the only way that I felt free. Was with whiskey in the winter and tequila in the summer for me. It was cigarettes in high school and green in my 20s back then. The first made me cool and the other just made me fit in. We're always living for one moment, never take advice from no one, thought the only way to impress you and my friends was with cigarettes in high school and green in my 20s back then. On the way down to the bottom, trading friendships for addictions, before I hit the ground I felt your hands. When the world brushed me aside, you saw a man that needed fixing, but I was too far gone and threw away my chance. Oh, 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 oh. Heaven when you loved me and hell when you said goodbye. The first made my life and the other made me really wanna try. To not just live a single moment, but give my life and love to someone, I'd give anything to warn my younger self. We're always living. Never take advice from no one. I'm a better man by far than I used to be. When it was whiskey in the winter and tequila in the summer for me.
On Thursdays through 6 p.m. to 8 p.m, it's the Best of Oz radio show. Join Kim Harrison, that's the Best of Oz, each Thursday at 6 with Kim, only on 89.7 FM.
Yeah.
reached the home of whoever you're calling. We can't take your call right now because we're at Moe's Tavern with a frosty mug of tough beer. Please leave a message at the beep, and we'll call you back if there isn't a good wrestling match on TV. Beep.
Leave me alone. This is 897 FM. Please don't leave me alone. In fact, do the opposite of that. In fact, invite all your friends, let them know they can tune in on the good old-fashioned wireless 897 FM, of course. Or you can find us online, and best way to do that is perhaps to navigate to www.897fm.com.au and click on the listen live button right there. It is 3:36. It is Tuesday. It is, what date is it? 23rd of April. Jeez, where is the year going? Soon be Christmas, you know.
A reminder to slow down to 40 kilometres per hour around school zones from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
It's getting late. Your dinner's getting cold. You said you'd be 10 minutes. An hour and a half ago. So I wait, but I'm not sure.
the 897fm.com.au website for the latest program guide.
City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Keep the kids entertained these school holidays with a huge range of programs at Kingsway and Aquamotion. From basketball, futsal and netball to acrobatics, arts and dance, there's fun to be had every day of the holidays with the City of Wanneroo. Sign up today at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/school-holiday-activities.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
Here
when I thought time had set me free. Those thoughts of you keep taunting me, holding you, a feeling I never outgrew. Though each and every part of me has tried, only you can fill that space inside. No sense pretending.
A little bit of breaking news. In case you haven't heard, it's official, there is an opening date for the new railway extension that goes all the way up to Yanchep, currently known as the Joondalup Line, but guess what? They're going to rebrand it. We're going to get our very own proper northern train line. It's the Yanchep Line from the 15th of July. That's right, the new freeway, the new railway is extended from Butler through Alkimos, that'll be useful for me, through Eglinton, all the way up to Yanchep, and it's opening on the 15th of July. As somebody who's involved with Connect Wanneroo, gotta say, been a long time coming, but I'm looking forward to it. The only way is up, up to Yanchep Station.
Sure. Commencing on the 9th of April 2024, join Dave and Connor Elliott every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. as they play everyone's British favourites from generations past and today from a variety of genres, coupled together with news, interviews, and much more. The Half the World Away show will be right up your alley on 89.7 FM.
Have your say, your city, your way. Check out station sponsor City of Joondalup's official Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn pages and become informed and actively engaged with what's happening in your local community. Enjoy fantastic photos, media releases, news, videos, event updates, public notices, employment vacancies, plus much more.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor, Exceed Real Estate, are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. A deal allowing the Northern Territory to purchase fracked gas from the Beetaloo Basin is being touted as a long-term solution for electricity generation. The NT government will purchase the gas from American company Tamboran Resources as part of a 9-year deal, which has an option to extend for another 6.5 years. Fracking in the Beetaloo Basin, about 500 kilometres southeast of Darwin, has long been opposed by some traditional owners and environmental groups. Chief Minister Eva Lawler says the purchase of gas from the Beetaloo Basin will secure power for years to come.
This gas sales agreement will provide the Northern Territory with 40 terajoules of gas starting in 2026.
The billionaire bosses of major social media platforms could be called on to front a Senate inquiry as the Australian government seeks to reform media regulations. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has urged the government to enforce platforms like Facebook, X and TikTok to carry news content. Ms Hanson-Young says the role of social media platforms in the wake of local tragedies reinforces the need for change.
Successive governments have ignored and put media regulation in the too hard basket. And now we see this train crash of big corporations dictating what Australians see in their news feeds.
The committee will determine the final list of organisations to face the Senate inquiry. Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
The New South Wales Independent Casino Commission will allow Crown Resorts to keep its licence to run its Sydney casino. Crown was given a provisional licence in June 2022, despite being deemed unfit to hold a gaming licence 16 months earlier. Chief Commissioner Philip Crawford says Crown recognised the need to change its culture and had embraced concepts of sustainability and responsible gambling.
Crown Sydney is a vastly different business to the one which was examined by the Bergen Inquiry. Today, Crown is one that understands the responsibilities of holding a casino licence, both as to corporate governance and as to an ability to work alongside the regulator in discharging its legal and social obligations.
Overseas, 10 people have died after a helicopter collision in Malaysia. The choppers collided mid-air near a naval base on the country's west coast during rehearsals for a Royal Malaysian Navy parade. The Navy says all 10 victims were crew members on board the aircraft and died at the scene. And in the UK, legislation which will see some asylum seekers sent to the African nation of Rwanda has passed both houses of parliament. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the bill aims to deter vulnerable migrants from making perilous crossings and break the business model of the criminal gangs who exploit them. Human rights groups say the plan is in breach of international law. Turning to sport, Central Coast Mariners striker Angel Torres has been charged with sexual assault. The 24-year-old was arrested by police on Monday, having only recently arrived back in Australia after playing in an Asian Cup match in Kyrgyzstan last week. Police say the Colombian national, who joined the A-League men's just last year, was charged with two counts of common assaults, intimidation and aggravated sexual intercourse without consent. He will face court next month. And you can listen to your favourite community radio station and National Radio News on the Community Radio Plus app.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community...
thank you, thank you. Hello and welcome to 89.7 FM, the last couple of hours of Tuesday Drive. Thank you to Laura Devoy, not just any reporter bringing you the news, but no less than the Chief of Staff and Senior Journalist at National Radio News. But you forgot the big breaking story of the day. Yes, you heard it here first on 89.7 FM. We finally have a date for the opening of the railway, all the way up to sunny Yanchep. It's going to be, stand by, are you ready for this? 15th of July, we'll be able to jump on the train down in Mandra and not get off it until we get to Yanchep. Two very beautiful places. Went to Mandra last week, actually, last week on Friday, and had a lovely day. Awful storms up in this part of the world. I sat on the beach in 29 degrees. Went up to Jordan for the weekend just gone, which was also wonderful. We are so lucky to live in such an awesome part of the world. Speaking of awesome places, I'm broadcasting live from Building 18 at ECU. You are very welcome to get in touch with the show on 0418 897 897. In fact, I'd love for you to do it. It's been really quiet on texts for the first hour of the show. Whether you've never texted a radio station before, or whether you're just a regular and like to get in touch and say hi, send us a little note, we'll read it out, put a request in there, we'll do whatever you want to do. I think we've got some fabulous tunes lined up for you today. You can tell me differently. It's community radio. It's all about the people. It's all about the tunes. So let's get this show on the road.
You're listening to 89.7 FM. Text your requests in on 0418 897 897.
And Bagpuss was wide awake.
I know you're gonna dig this.
It's time to clean up your act, Gary.
Reaching dizzy new lows of broadcasting. Gary on 897.
We'll be right back.
It's time to double up. Two in a row on the Drive Time Show on 897 FM. I'm in demand. I am the beat. The look, of course. Oh, don't you just love that? I reckon we've got off to a cracking start. Blondie and Atomic, followed by The Look. I am the beat. I had cause to pop over to Sydney since we last spoke. Yeah, I know. It's awful. Far too peoply for me. Actually, not a lot of people kicking around. Maybe as a result of the recent unfortunate incidents they've had there. The taxi rank was completely empty at the airport. Either way, I got chatting to a chap by the name of Martin Christmas, and he actually said, oh, there's a really good band. It does something, Making Plans for Somebody or Other. I went, I know that one. It's XTC, Making Plans for Nigel. So on the off chance he's listening online all the way from Sydney, XTC for Mr. Martin Christmas. We're only making plans for Nigel. Apparently, he's got his future in British Steel. I don't know if you'd heard that.
Best. must be happy in his world.
Please. 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. I'll have 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. I'll have some pickled onions and a little bit of cheese, please. Thank you. Two pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. And I've got all the right money and all that, please. Thank you. Wait, 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. Hey, 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please. I've been here half hour and I'm getting very thirsty.
An Australian translation of that is 2 pints of lager and a packet of chips, please. Who would have thought that song could be a hit that basically only has the words 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please? Certainly not me. What's it looking like from a traffic point of view? Not much to report, I'm pleased to say. Just to give you an update, there are changed road conditions around the Mitchell Freeway southbound after Ocean Reef Road. This is part of the extension. It's reduced to 2 lanes. Heavy traffic on approach is expected. Exit ramp to Ocean Reef Road is also affected. As for your normal shenanigans for this time of day, Kwinana Mitchell Freeway northbound, busy Narrows Bridge to Mount Bay Road, and then Hutton Street to Reed Highway, and then a bit choppy around Shenton Avenue. If you're heading south, as I had cause to do the other day, and you know what, you can hear the show almost as far as Mandurah. It is slow Hay Street to Mill Point Road, and then Beely Drive to Elmcatel Drive. There's just been another quick announcement arrived from Main Roads. Let me see if it's anything that's going to impact us. No, absolutely as it was, so pretend I never said that. This is 897 FM, this is Tuesday Drive, and between you and me, I think I'm playing some awesome music today. If you disagree, please let me know. If you agree, let me know. Just text in. It's very lonely today. 0418 897 897. We'll hear from some of our wonderful sponsors. On the other side of that, a bit of Tapao, Heart and Soul. Whenever I say that, the system always plays something else. If it ends up being Dexy's Midnight Runners by Gino, I knew it was coming. It shouldn't be a big surprise. 897 FM. Pressing the buttons to bring the tunes to you.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangarra, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Omoda 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD, and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au
DL6061.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
think it's safe to say technology nil, Gary won. It played the right song in the right order. That is so unusual for me to get. It's so right. For the first 26 minutes of this show, welcome to our newest listener somewhere in Australia. 1 minute and 8 seconds ago jumped on and tuned in to 897 FM. Because that's right, you can tune in either via the good old-fashioned wireless, pair up the valves, give it half an hour while it warms up and here we are, or you can listen to us online and you can find us probably on your app of choice or check out www.897fm.com.au. Our longest tuned in listener is actually in Belgium. So people in Belgium, hello, greetings, welcome to Perth's finest community radio station. I'm sure you're absolutely fascinated to know that the Kwinana Freeway heading south is busy and that the Mitchells got a bit of an issue around Ocean Reef Road. But hey, each to their own. Hopefully you'll agree we're playing some great music. I'm actually writing the tracks down today because I'm going to produce a playlist. I think we're playing some absolute belters and that's not going to stop. We're going to continue to do that all the way through till 6 o'clock when we have yet another awesome show. But you know what it's like. They're 3 weeks in now. We'll bring you more information about what's coming up later. Later. Gino! Yes, the song that isn't Come On Eileen, the other hit, the Dexys Midnight Runners. Mel and Kim, that's the way it is. Looking after number one, we're looking after number one, and that's you, our lovely listeners. Keep it locked to 897 FM, and we'll continue to bring you more great tunes. Well, a little bit like this one.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home. Bang, that's another bomb on another town. While the Tsar and Jim have tea. If I get home, lift and tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I'll stop. I will stop the cavalry.
Finally found a way to hit that one special place in your heart. You're listening to The G-Spot with Gary on 897.com.au.
Oi, you! Shut your mouth and look at my wad! Loads of money!
This is a journey into money. Loads of money.
$1 million.
It's nothing. I'm on it in a day.
Brian Stock, Aiken and Dennis Waterman put together.
I love that we've had a mystery text to text in saying they love a little bit of Harry Enfield. What next, Mr. Blobby or the Teletubbies? As if we'd play the Teletubbies on 897 FM's Tuesday Drive. But we will bring you a little bit of a little bit of traffic. Because there has been... Oh, no, wait. What is that? It is the Teletubbies. Uh-oh, Dipsy, La-La, Poe, Jews, and propelled right back. As for the, traffic, you know what? I don't get paid for this, but I probably should. There is debris on the Reed Highway, eastbound at Tonkin Highway in Malaga. Debris in the left lane. No traffic delays right now, but please do drive with caution. Probably a step ladder or something. They seem to fly off back of utes all over the place. Other than that, not much report beyond what we mentioned about 20 minutes ago. Changed road conditions on the Mitchell Freeway southbound after Ocean Reef Road. Joondalup up. It's reduced to two lanes, in fact, and there is heavy traffic on approach. Exit ramp to Ocean Reef Road is also affected. Just your normal shenanigans, no crashes, no prangs, nothing really to worry about. If you're heading north, it is busy Narrows Bridge to Mounts Bay Road, and then Hutton Street to Reed Highway. And if you're in Belgium, you really don't care about any of that, but it's also busy around Shenton Avenue. Heading southbound, you might bump into La La, Dipsy or Poe, because they're heading slowly from Hay Street to Mill Point Road in... And what else is happening? Oh, Mr. Blobby stuck on Belia Drive all the way to Anchortail. In fact, this is 897 FM. Oh, we do have some fun on this station, don't we? Hopefully you're smiling along with us. If not, text in. Tell us how bad we're doing. Personally, I think we're doing some awesome tunes today, including the one that we're going to play after the message from our wonderful sponsors.
Station sponsor.
All right, so green hydrogen could be key to reaching our emissions target. But storage and transportation is still too inefficient to scale it up. I need you to find a solution to make it viable.
Every single day, engineering graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitycentre.com.au.
The Community File.
Are you interested in gardening? The Girraween Community Garden is looking for new members to join us for gardening and social activities. We are located behind the Girraween Library. Contact Wendy at girraweengarden@gmail.com or on the garden's Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampire.
feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels, they keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away, yeah. I'm so in love with you, purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Flame on, burn desire, love with tongues of fire. Make love your goal. I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. Chips are down, I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful, sparkling love, flowers and pearls and pretty girls. Love is like an energy.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood. What an absolute classic song, and actually from the third CD I ever purchased. How can I possibly remember that, you may ask? Well, the first one was Jean-Michel Jarre and Oxygen. I bought that even before I'd actually purchased a CD player. I took it to all the shops to audition CD players. Can you imagine? These days, if you even have a CD player, you'd buy it from Kmart for $25. I wandered around 20 different shops with my Jean-Michel Jarre CD. Once I'd auditioned and purchased a very nice Techniques unit, as it happened, I went out and bought The Wall on Pink Floyd. I've had that on cassette and on vinyl, and now there, I had it on CD. And next time I bought Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. Supervisor says if you're late again, you're going to go on daily signing. You don't get albums like that these days. Where do we go from the power? Nothing's going to compare to that. So I'm not going to play anything. I'm just going to call it a day now. Maybe we'll play this. Don't forget about me, Gary, on 897 FM, Tuesday Drive. Thank you to whoever just tuned in from Japan. Great to have you along. Well, something's going on. Our online numbers are going through the roof. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, in the bath, in the kitchen, in the car, thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully we're playing the kind of tunes that you like to hear. Thank you for the few texts that have come hurtling in as well. We love to keep you guys entertained. We had a message saying, could we play a little bit of Bruno Mars? I've actually seen Bruno Mars in concert, to my utter surprise. It was free. It was in the US, and it was really, really good. So why on earth wouldn't we play it? Do my very best here on 89.7 FM. What do you mean my best's not good enough?
Then there's something wrong with you. You're certainly not very good.
Enjoy, Debs. Jean, anybody who's listening, anybody who likes a little bit of Bruno Mars, other confectionery products are available.
Oh, her eyes, make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your face. So beautiful, and I tell her every day. Oh, you know, I never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You know I'll say, when I see you.
Station sponsor.
This is a must-win game, and she's our star player. But if she's not performing at her peak, we can't risk it. What do the stats say? Do you think she's match fit?
Every single day, exercise and sports science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor Exceed Real Estate are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Chery, Prindleville Drive, Wangarra, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Chery Omoda 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au
DL6061.
Station sponsor City of Joondalup Leisure Centre Craigie is conveniently open 7 days a week, excluding some public holidays, ensuring they cater for the busiest lifestyle. Sign up for a multi-access membership to receive access to gym, group fitness classes and the outdoor pool. Visit joondalup-leisure.com.au for more details.
Why not become the sponsor of this news report? Contact 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Australia has welcomed an independent report that found Israel failed to provide evidence members of a UN agency providing relief to Palestinians were linked to Hamas. The review came after Tel Aviv accused workers from the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA, of participating in Hamas's attack against Israel last October. The accusations led donor nations, including Australia, to freeze funding while investigations took place. Canberra has since reinstated funding, with Foreign Minister Penny Wong declaring UNRWA was not a terrorist organisation. The review found Israel had not raised any concerns about the organisation based on staff lists it regularly shares with several countries. The New South Wales Premier says there will be a review into why a man was granted bail after allegedly raping, stalking and intimidating his former partner. 29-year-old Daniel Billings has been charged with the murder of 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst, whose body was found in her home in the New South Wales Central West earlier this week. Court documents show Mr. Billings was on bail at the time of the killing, having allegedly raped, stalked and intimidated Miss Ticehurst in the months before her death. In a statement, Chris Minns says details of a review will be announced tomorrow. He says the justice system must protect the community from those who pose an unacceptable risk. And if you need help, you can call the domestic violence hotline 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732. A state-based Indigenous legal service peak body hopes a new diversionary program will help some of the issues young people are facing within the criminal justice system. Old Ways, New Ways was launched in Perth yesterday and is one of 9 Indigenous-led projects to be funded by the federal government. Aboriginal Legal Services WA CEO Wayne Nanup has told the National Indigenous Radio Service the problems with the Bankshire Hill Detention Centre and Casuarina Prisons Unit 18 is what led to the program being developed.
For one, to think about how we can have better impact as far as rehabilitation goes, but also how do we keep young people in the community as opposed to going into detention? And one of the biggest things that we've developed in this model is it's a hub model where we put the young person in the centre of the program.
The United Nations has called on the UK to rethink a plan to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda. UN leaders say the legislation, which passed the UK Parliament today, would harm human rights and refugee protection. The BBC's Henry Zeffman reports from London.
What the UK government say is that actually they believe that they are doing something which other countries are soon going to be looking to copy, because clearly we know that the sort of global flows of people, particularly as climate change progresses and wars develop and all sorts of global trends develop, that is going to be one of the stories of the coming years and decades.
Turning to sport, A-League men's star Angel Torres has been charged with sexual assault. The 24-year-old was arrested yesterday and charged with 2 counts of common assault, intimidation and aggravated sexual intercourse without consent. Football Australia has imposed a no-fault suspension, meaning Torres will be sidelined indefinitely. Meanwhile, Cronulla Sharks half Braden Trindle has been charged after allegedly failing a roadside illicit drug and alcohol test while driving on an expired licence. Both players will front court next month.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Well, would you believe it? Would you believe it, Adam and Eva? It is the final hour of Tuesday Drive. I'm going to rebrand the show Tuesday Drive, a show with a speech impediment. It is 5 minutes past five, nearest, damn it. It is the 23rd of April. It is 2024, and this is Tuesday Drive. Boy, have we got some great tunes for you. We've had 2 hours, at least the last hour, of awesome music, because I've chosen, handpicked everyone apart from the requests that have come in over the last hour. You can send us in another musical direction if you wish. You can text in on 0418 897 897. I even had a comment that it was a fantastic song we played a little bit earlier on. Mind you, somebody also requested the Teletubbies, so who knows where we may go. I'm going to offer 20 bonus points to anybody who recognises the tune I'm using as the backing track here. Come on, that's as many as we've ever offered. Text in, you know what it is? No prizes, just the glory and accolade of knowing that you got it right.
The Community Radio Plus app lets you tune into this station anywhere, but there are still some listeners that haven't downloaded it. Hey Bob, I'm from the station.
Right.
I'm here to help you download the app.
Phone's just over there.
Got it. Now you'll be able to listen to us out here, share this station with your friends, and even see a schedule of what's coming up.
Oh, something's coming up, all right.
What? Download the Community Radio Plus app and make your life easier. And mine.
And Bagpuss was wide awake.
I know you're going to dig this.
It's time to clean up your act, Gary.
Reaching dizzy new lows of broadcasting. Gary on 897. Coleman and Soft Cell, of course, and Tainted Love. Probably my second favourite tune by that particular group, like the one about Bedsitland. Hey, but it is, what is it? It's 5:08. About time for me to start plugging the show that's on immediately after this, and we need some very, very British music. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Half a World Away with Dave and Connor Elliott. I particularly enjoyed listening to this last week and also the week before on my drive home. It says in the description whether you're a British expat, that might be me. Or somebody that just loves the best of British, that's also me. Then Half a World Away is going to be right up your alley. Hosted by Dave and Connor Elliott. Between you and me, I think they're from Liverpool, but I'm not entirely sure. Hard to judge by the accent. It's either North Wales or Liverpool. It's one of the two. If you know, text in. They play all your British favourites from decades past and today's best from a variety of genres. I can say genres now. I don't say jeans anymore. From a variety of genres. Together with news, stories, interviews and much, much more. And if you're wondering what music I used to back that, it was Animal Magic, a very British show of the 1970s. Speaking of British, you know, maybe we need some Sounds of the Suburbs. What do you think? Bit of Alchemos, bit of Yanchep. You know the train's going all the way from Yanchep? And it's going to open on July the 15th? Oh my word, changing my life.
This is the sound.
Another reflux when you get to my age, I tell you. Duran Duran, of course, the Reflex.
You got too far this time, but I'm dancing on the Valentine. I tell you, somebody's fooling around with my chances on the danger line. I'll cross that bridge when I find it, another day to make my
Reflex and Duran Duran. And speaking of somebody who was often mistaken for Simon Le Bon when I was growing up, I have to say that that guy has a tough life. That never actually happened. Nobody got the theme song that I used as the backing track on The Hours, offering 20 points. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to use it again next week. Easier one while I do the traffic. Anybody can get this and text this in. 5 point bonus points on offer. By the way, I had another text come in saying, hey, they've not heard the current Mrs. D on the wireless for a while. She's actually started a new job in Osborne Park, working more normal hours. She's going to come in from time to time, but it won't be for the next couple of weeks. So her lesson in broadcasting suspended for at least another couple of weeks. Anyway, do you know what this song is I'm using as a backing track? Yeah, I know that you do. You know what it is. It's ringing a bell, isn't it? Speaking of ringing a bell, what's happening on the freeways? Well, not very much, to be honest. Exactly the same as we talked about a little bit earlier on. Changed road conditions at the Mitchell Freeway southbound around Ocean Reef Road. It's reduced to two lanes. There's heavy traffic on approach. And the exit ramp to Ocean Reef Road is also affected. This song's on the tip of your tongue, isn't it? You almost know what it is. Text in if you know. 0418 897 897. Mitchell and Kanana Freeway northbound, busy narrow bridge to Mounts Bay Road, Hutton Street to Reed Highway, and around Shenton Avenue, exactly the same as it was previously. If you're heading southbound, it is slow Ocean Reef Road, as we just talked about, through to those changed conditions. It is choppy Hayes Street to Mill Point Road, and then Beely Drive to Anchortail Road. Nothing much to report, no accidents, no crashes. We've got one more traffic bulletin to get through. Let's hopefully we can keep it that way. 897 FM.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor, The
Community File.
Score goals with Sterling Leisure Centre's indoor sports. Netball, basketball and soccer for children and adults are now on at Sterling Leisure Centre's Hammersley, Mirrabooka and Scarborough. Visit sterling.wa.gov.au/leisurecentres to find out more.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
Hey Jude, don't let me down. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember, you let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude,
Are you paying attention, 007?
Ha ha! James Bond, the killer.
You'd like that, Dave, playing it just for you. Let's continue the Bond theme. A little bit of 007. Temple Tudor, of course, and Swords of a Thousand Men. The music is just getting better and better today, if you ask me. And nobody did, but I'm telling you anyway. Prior to that, we had The Selector and James Bond. Like a bit of Selector, if I'm completely honest. And then 007. Bit of a James Bond theme. Swords of a Thousand Men, Temple Tudor. Hey, you know what? I'm looking for a favour. I would love you to consider sponsoring the Tuesday Drive show. You get exclusive access to me. I can open fates, kiss babies, all that kind of stuff. No, not really. If you'd like to put your business on the airwaves and get involved with Tuesday Drive, I would love to hear from you. Please do get in touch. And equally, if you'd like to be involved in any way with 897 FM, whether it's as potentially as a presenter, whether it's as behind the scenes, marketing, IT, then we're always looking for volunteers. Check out www.897fm.com.au. We would love to have you on board. That said, we have such a rich and diverse collection of talent. As we've been talking, we have half the world away on in about 30 minutes with Dave and Connor Elliott. I have had a text. I can report that actually he's not well. She is indeed from Liverpool. So I got that completely wrong. You know, only kidding. I knew where he was from, really. But after that, you know, we've got the Goats. Tomorrow we've got the Sue Max Show. We've got John and Stokesy on Wednesday. Alan and Rhonda on Thursday. Uncle Bill in some of the mornings. Such diverse talent. Actually, people who are good at this. You know, I turn up and give it my best shot. I'm doing okay today from a music point of view. Haven't bothered telling you what the weather. It's getting colder. Winter's nearly here. Nights are drawing in. None of those are tales of the unexpected. Let's rock that Casbah.
finally found a way to hit that one special place in your heart. You're listening to The G-Spot with Gary on 897.com.au.
Oh,
the extended version of the Communards. Don't leave me this way. How he gets to those high notes, I have absolutely no idea. I'm thinking his trousers are far too tight, to be honest. Baby, don't leave me this way. Speaking of babies, there was one in the studio a little bit earlier on, but I did ask it to leave. It was just making far too much noise. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, incident over in Melbourne, I think, a couple of days ago. A professional comedian asked a baby to leave who sat in the front row and basically screaming. I'm probably in support of the comedian, if I'm completely honest. It's bad enough when they sit next to you on the plane, let alone next to you in the theatre. We are approaching the final quarter of an hour. Can you believe it? I'm pleased to say that the Half a World Away team are in the studio, so that's definitely going to be happening. I should probably have a little bit of a look at the traffic for the final time today. There has been a breakdown at the Kwinana Freeway southbound at Angatol Road, so a little bit out of our reach, but the left lane is blocked, towing services are on site, and traffic is very, very, very slow. In fact, there's just been an update. It just got worse, actually. Traffic slow on approach in conjunction with the afternoon peak, but the towing services have now arrived. That's literally breaking news. Other than that, nothing really has changed. It is busy northbound, it is busy southbound, in all the usual spots.
We've got your Saturday afternoon covered here on 89.7 FM. Join us for Saturday Live with Robin from 3 till 5 p.m., followed by the DeVille Hour from 5 till 6 p.m. right here on 89.7 FM.
Are you looking for a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
Oh,
You take my breath away, because we know you have a choice. You could listen to any number of commercial FM stations, but you choose to spend your time with us on 89.7 FM, and we truly appreciate it. And it is about 10 to 6, and although we have three studios here, three very well equipped studios, we tend to use the same one. I think it's because it's, you know, it's just the ambience, really. It's just so much better than the other two. So I like to play a slightly extended track to set the crew from Half a World Away up with something interesting. The week before last, I played a bit of a mega mix. I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to play a song that I used to listen to an awful lot. It was in the jukebox in Macclesfield Leisure Centre, where I met the current Mrs. Duffield, in actual fact, and it grew on me. I suspect you might not like it as much as I do, but either way, thank you for your texts, thank you for your messages. Keep it locked to 89.7 FM. We love that you spend your time with us, and I love doing my Tuesday show. See you next week. Bye.
Oh, Superman. Oh, John. Said, neither snow nor rain.
Lord Bloom die. Shall stay these couriers from swift completion of their appointed round.
The 89.7 FM Community File.
ECU is proud to offer a free exercise clinic where you can participate either virtually, via an online platform, or in person at the ECU Health Centre in Wanneroo. The free exercise clinic is open to anyone 18 years and older, and each session goes for 60 minutes. Sessions are run by ECU's third and fourth year exercise science students, supervised by accredited exercise physiologists. You can enrol in the full 13-week program or simply attend as many or as few sessions as you like. Visit the ECU Health Centre website for more information.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Are you part of a community group searching for new members or looking to promote your upcoming event? Head to the City of Wanneroo's community directory and register your group today. The online directory can be found at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/community directory.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
It is possible to stop using drugs.
We can help.
Call Narcotics Anonymous, 1300 652 820.
Or look us up on the web, na.org.au.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. Australia has welcomed an independent report that found Israel failed